This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We have immense gratitude to you, our fine listeners, for that distinction. Thank you for that. I'm Scott Henlon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. We've got Manny taking your calls and getting you right to the airwaves to ask your questions, leave your comments. Kind of fun having Christy Nome on, doing a little talk radio town hall with our South Dakota representative. That was enjoyable. Thanks for the calls there. We'll obviously do that again rather soon since you enjoyed that. Always look forward to that. This hour, we have a couple of things going on. One, we have a candidate for Secretary of State in North Dakota, the Republican nomination for that. We have a current Republican Secretary of State. Our guest, Will Gardner, is announcing that he will be seeking the Republican nomination for that post, so we'll talk with him. Bottom of the hour, we have an expert from DOT, the North Dakota Department of Transportation, to answer the questions that have come up previously on the program related to the kinds of applications the DOT is going to be using in the future. Sometimes our job is to knock down rumors. We get those once in a while in this crazy business, don't we, Todd? I heard such and such is going to happen. And rather than say, is that right? Oh, my gosh, that's going to happen. Woo-hoo! Then we actually do our best to find out, is this true? Is it not? What's the scoop?
Wouldn't so straight from the source always be better than, oh,
exactly.
I read it on the internet. It has to be true.
It's so much better.
Sure.
But exactly. The rumor that was building a little momentum based on a couple of calls and texts we got was that the DOT was going to switch to a salt-based solution to treat the roads at some point in the future. This decision had been made to switch. So we're going to just find out, is that true or not? And if not, what do we use? And any questions you might have on that are certainly welcome here on the program today. So that's what we have going. We have still some comments coming in on autonomous vehicles, and I have a little report from the Consumer Electronics Show, specifically on how these are going to be used and when you can buy an autonomous vehicle and whatnot. We'll share that with you. And what else? I guess a couple of things related to earmarks submitted in the news. The Trump meeting yesterday, of which there's another one coming up today with the cabinet. I don't know if the cameras will stay in. We'll let you know all that coming up on the program. For you to participate, it's as simple as a phone call. Which we prefer, honestly, 258-0550, just a little straight talk for you. We like it when you call. 258-0550 is the telephone number. If you're listening somewhere throughout the Northern Plains that doesn't have a 701 area code, that would be 800-228-0550. But if you have a 701 telephone number, it's as simple as just dialing 258-0550. Todd or I also welcome your texts. The second preferred mode of communication for you to join the program, him, 226-8503, me, 367-2054. Email's always welcome, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Without any further ado, here is Will Gardner, candidate for Secretary of State in North Dakota. Hello, Will, how are you?
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, glad to have you on the program. I know Will. Will and I go way back because a company that he was part of was a vendor of ours years ago, and so I always appreciated the working relationship with Will. Got to know him then, so I've known Will for a long time and can vouch that he's a good guy, a good businessman, and a fine candidate for Secretary of State. And today's the day you're announcing. You're announced next week in Bismarck as well, getting around the state. Why? What's going on here? Tell us a little bit about your quest for public office.
Well, thanks, Scott. And I guess it all kind of started when I was young, to be honest, my interest in public office. That I've in the last few years, I've been more involved as a district chairman of the Republican Party. But even I'm from Mandan originally, from New England, south of Dickinson, southwest corner of the state. But that's how it got started, really, in the fire in my heart. Really started when I was young. In my family, we were very concerned about the issues of human life and unborn children and the mothers who go through these crisis pregnancies. That's really what started it. And I have a large family, I've had to kind of drop that line of work and really work hard to make money and do a good job bringing up my family. And so the last several years, I've had a software development company since I graduated from NDSU. In the last several years, I've worked for a company called First Court, and we've just done some really amazing things across the country. There's multi-million dollar lawsuits on the line, it is so amazing that they call this little company in North Dakota to help them resolve the lawsuits. And that's in large part due to the technology that we've had and that we've built. We're the most cutting edge jury research company in the nation. And so, you're familiar with mock trials, Scott? Is that right? Or
yeah, yeah.
Okay. And it's for those who don't know that those are.
It's a mock trial. What he's saying, a mock trial. In other words, explain it. I think it's kind of cool, actually, that a service like that is available for people to assess. Okay, here's what we think is our best case, but how does that play with a jury, just like we're ultimately going to face, right?
Right. You know, when Grandma spilled coffee in her lap at McDonald's, and then she sued McDonald's for millions of dollars. Well, if they would have maybe done some research, they would have maybe found out, look, you should take this case seriously. So we help companies and we help plaintiffs. We help everyone that's involved. We help them figure out what's going to really happen in the case. And it's a little bit of a niche group, and that's why we do a lot of our work outside of North Dakota. And we're not as known as much in North Dakota, but we are in downtown New York City, Times Square. It was just amazing the places we've gone to help some pretty high-profile cases that I can't really talk about, but it's just been a great part of my life. And how this kind of correlates to the Secretary of State is I had been doing a lot of work, and I started getting more involved in the party. And then I started thinking about, well, what can I do? Because I enjoy working so much with people, and I found myself doing a lot of this volunteer work, a large portion of my day. And I started thinking about what the Secretary of State does. And I started hearing about the needs in technology. And I don't know if you know this, Scott, but if you want to register a business in the state, isn't it just amazing that you have to either mail it in or mail in your registration or fax it in? Incredible that we haven't moved past that. And I started comparing my skill set with the needs, and I started thinking this is a good time to run, I believe, and important for our state to move to the next level on the technology side.
So technology, by and large, is missing from the Secretary of State's office, or the interaction between a consumer, a potential business owner, and the state right now?
Right. Like I said, can you imagine if you were to buy something on Amazon that you would download their PDF catalog and then print it off and then fax back your order back to Amazon? I mean, we wouldn't even think of that. It's just unheard of. Yet that's the process that we have right now for registering business in our state. And if you want to bring new business to this state and you want to attract new young entrepreneurs, the last thing we want to say is go find a fax machine and register your company. There have been a lot of companies that just said, hey, I just decided to register my company in Texas or Delaware or Montana because I could do it online and in a matter of minutes and get my registration. And so that's not what we want to do to promote business in our state. And one of the reasons why I really believe that it's time for a leader in that office that really embraces and loves technology.
Al Jager is a bit of a, I guess, an icon in Republican Party politics, in that he's been around as long as he has as Secretary of State. You obviously are looking to unseat an incumbent who's been in that post a long time. What's your argument for that? That I would imagine has to be handled a little bit delicately, right?
Well, I mean, he's the only person I've ever voted for, to be quite honest, in the Secretary of State's office, because I believe in the Republican ideals, and so I appreciate his leadership and what he's done, but his skill set is, I don't want to talk about his skill set as much. I think the fact that we're still where we're at is the problem here, and we just need someone who can take that to the next level. And then we also have some issues on the election front as well that we need to look at.
All right, can you tell me about those in 30 seconds or less? We're up against the clock here, but what kind of election issues need attention?
You know, we had 16,000 affidavits in the last election, in the 2016 election, general election for president, and we just cannot afford to have that kind of margin of error in not knowing who our voters are, because we don't know when they come without an ID and they sign an affidavit saying who they are. We can't just leave that to trust. We need to have some way of making sure that they are really residents of North Dakota. So we need to figure out a way of doing that, and that differentiates myself in this race quite a bit.
Will Gardner, a Republican candidate for Secretary of State, seeking the nomination, announcing at 10:30 today. You're doing that out at the Holiday Inn, is that right?
That's right, yeah. And I'll be here till 2:30 or so. Scott, if anyone wants to stop by and meet me, I'll try to be back frequently to the Fargo area.
All right, so that's 10:30 today, Fargo Holiday Inn, and the next week in Bismarck as well. Will Gardner, Secretary of State candidate. Thank you, Will. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate it.
Take a short break. Come back with more of your questions, your comments. Welcome on the News of the Day, 258-0550. Doing that after this. Don't go away.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is drying to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's not that bad, really.
It's not like a guy screaming there, like, get me out of here. Did you get that out of that cut? I thought he was screaming there. It's okay. Everything will be fine. 258-0550. Back to your calls in a minute, and then we'll get some answers out of DOT on how they'll be clearing the roads soon, clear up any of these rumors that are out there. But first, we're going to check in with our friend CJ at Dak Diesel of Ismark, online at DakDiesel.com. Hello, CJ. How's it going?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you doing, Scott?
Doing really good. Thanks a bunch. Dak Diesel of Bismarck, a leading repair and maintenance shop specializing in diesel vehicles. And CJ's here to tell us about his products and services regularly on What's On Your Mind, so you can take advantage of that. What do you want to tell folks today about?
Well, it's one of these things. You know, I got a couple pickups in, you know, for head gaskets. And, you know, there's always people out there that ask, you know, if I go and do a little performance or maybe, you know, chip my vehicle, you know, what can I do to make it more dependable? You know, because one of the biggest problems people have, they'll put a tuner or a chip on their vehicle, and then, you know, they get better fuel economy, but then, you know, 50, 60,000 miles down the road, their head gasket goes out. You know, so they wonder, you know, is there something I can do to take care of that before it's actually an issue? And yes, there is. You know, you can do a few things where it's actually less costly than replacing your head gasket. And that goes for pretty much, you know, whatever you upgrade on your vehicle. You know, it's one of these things, there's a lot of times you do an upgrade, you affect something else, you know. And so, you know, it's one of these things, you know, give me a call and I can talk to you about it. The other thing is, you know, I service a lot of National Guard vehicles down here. And if they trust me, I'm sure everybody else can trust me too.
No kidding. DakDiesel.com. If you want to find out more, or if I were you, I would just get on the phone, get an appointment, get in there, get it done, give him a call.
Yep.
CJ, thanks a bunch.
Yep, I appreciate it, Scott. Have a good Wednesday. Hopefully we don't get too much snow. So.
There you go. It's winter. Bring it on. Yep. Whatever winter brings, we'll handle, as we always do. But this seesaw stuff is making me crazy. Just you know, give me something sort of in that median range there, not this ridiculous cold and storm versus the nice stuff. 701-258-5011, by the way, the number at Dak Diesel. Thanks, CJ. Appreciate it. Let's see. Let's go north of Watford City. Chris is there. Hey, Chris, what's on your mind?
Hey, by the way, your previous Secretary of State candidate talked about mock trials. The thing that just got resolved today in yesterday in McKinsey County by that judge, a lot of that was the result of effective mock trials prior to the Special Commissioner Klein hearing. Sheriff's a friend of mine, and the messages, the accusations, everything was flying all over the board, and they got focused on what was being said, and what was real, what wasn't, and they were successful. And then yesterday, I found out on Facebook of all news outlets that our sheriff's been cleared of all charges. 3 years into his term, finally, he can start sheriffing, you know, with kind of a clean bill of legal health. And that was kind of cool. I know everybody has opinions about it, but it's neat to have an elected official, if they're accused, be exonerated, and then be able to finally do their job. You know what I'm saying?
I do. I think the sheriff does have a problem with his coworkers, who, despite the criminal charges, obviously seem to be leaving in big numbers and having a real problem with his management style. So while the legal things are cleared up, there's work to be done for sure.
Yeah, I think it was off for about 10 months waiting for that hearing, and during that 10 months, obviously there were lines drawn because he was fighting with the county commission, who have been long-term managers of McKinsey County, and by and large, they've done a good job. We've had a lot of development, a lot of roads getting done, you know. But during that absence, you know, he's elected, can't do his job, and there was politicking, and that's what happens, politicking being done. And there was an assurance given that there's no way he's coming back, and people started, you know, kind of believing that. And then when he came back, there's a lot of hard feelings because people felt like, you know what, he's not supposed to be back because we believed everything that was said. And now that the legal process says that, well, it's not true, a lot of fallout happened. And, yeah, he lost some employees. Some friends of mine actually left. But, you know, that happens when there's a big mudslinging fight. Mud gets thrown everywhere, unfortunately. And I think the big thing is focus.
I guess what I'm getting at is that, you know, I think the best thing for it, and I've talked to the sheriff about this and just, you know, passed on what I know of it from all sides of the situation, that the best way to resolve it is to recognize I must have played some part in this. And let's have a fresh start going forward. I'm not perfect. And I wasn't perfect.
He said as much.
Yeah, and that's the really important part there, because that's, I mean, again, people leaving the sheriff's office in droves like that, there's a sign of something more there. It isn't just believing one side or another in a court battle. It's like having serious concerns about management style. And so, you know, there has to be a good working environment, and I think, you know, you're right. The sheriff has owned some of that, and I think the more he does, the quicker things get better as that crowd clears, you know?
Yep. Yeah. Well, anyway, appreciate the call. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Yeah, I wasn't aware that they had used mock trials up there, but those are interesting. They really are. They're always fascinating. I didn't know much about them until, Will Gardner, Mike Lefrig, and others had started first court and got to learn a little bit about it. Jim, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Scott, Representative Jim Casper calling.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
I'm good. Say, I wanted to jump a little bit in on the last guest you had, Mr. Gardner, to sort of clear up some of the impressions he left to your listeners, which I believe are incorrect. The impression I think he tried to imply is that the affidavits in the elections and prior elections in North Dakota are a Secretary of State problem. Well, they're not. The legislature, you know, implements the voter laws in the state of North Dakota. The Secretary of State enforces the laws. And in the 2015 session, we actually passed legislation that got rid of those affidavits that he referred to, and we discontinued the use. Unfortunately, a lawsuit was filed, and the judge said eliminating those affidavits entirely has disenfranchised, or not the judge, the lawsuit people, has disenfranchised some people. So that's still in court. That's about a two-year court situation, which the judge still has not ruled. In the 17 session just concluded, we worked very closely with Secretary of State Jaeger and his assistant Jim Silrum to come up with a new law that allows the affidavits, but puts those affidavits aside, requiring a person to come back with proper ID for those ballots to be counted. The problem in the past, Scott, was when an affidavit person came in and said they had no voter ID, they signed an affidavit that said who they are and where they lived. They voted, their ballot was counted, and you never saw them again. And that's why really feel that affidavit situation had to be cleared up, and we believe in the 17th session we have. But Secretary of State Jaeger does not pass those laws. He enforces them. So the voter situation with affidavits is not a Secretary of State problem. It's a legislative problem that we believe we've now fixed in the 2017 session.
Got it. Jim, thank you for that additional piece. I didn't take necessarily out of Will that he was saying was Al Jaeger's problem, and as in he had created it, more as, hey, this is a problem that we have that amount of affidavits out there, and we don't know if these people are who they say they are. I think everybody's concerned about that, but glad to know there's a fix in the works. Thank you. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our grassy dealer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all to Delta.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Just send me a link to Tom Campbell's Facebook page where he evidently he's got a picture and a little commentary up on a visit yesterday with Mark Andrews. Mark Andrews, of course, served North Dakota in the United States House and later in the Senate. He left the Senate in, what, 86, I guess it would be? I think, 86, 87 would have been when he lost to Kent Conrad in that race. But, boy, it's good to see him and hear a little bit about what he's thinking. Great idea for Tom to tap into that wealth of knowledge as well from Senator Andrews. Let's see if we can get him on the air one of these days. That would be great. Somebody else has texted a note. Have you addressed the Kramer using funds for personal use issue? Total crap, probably from Heidi. Says the texter, I don't know that we have, Todd. Have we talked about it? I guess we haven't. I plan to ask Congressman Kramer about it, and we have his talk radio town hall tomorrow. Is that an hour one tomorrow? First hour tomorrow with Congressman Kramer, so we'll certainly ask him about that. I would agree with you that it's a nothing burger of an issue. I shouldn't say that. I think what it is that when you don't have a lot in the way of being able to defend your record, this is the stuff you kind of cook up and use. And people who really don't pay attention to it say, well, wait a minute. He's using campaign funds to pay staff that are family members. How does that work? Without recognizing that that is a practice that is perfectly legal and done by others. And, by the way, been done by Democrats in North Dakota. Right? I mean, didn't Lucy Caluti work on Kent Conrad's staff? I believe she did. His wife. It's been done before. It's been done before by North Dakota. So it's not there's no questions of legality there, ethics there, none of that. It's all designed. Here's how the Democrats work, folks. They're very savvy politicians. Okay? They connive and cook up these things as political leaders. Now, not that Republicans don't, just by and large, more Republicans sort of come out of the private sector, work for a living, and are not professional politicians. Democrats just have this very cunning way of, running these campaigns. And so if they can throw some mud out there and get some gullible reporter to write about it, then a headline goes above it, then they use that, in campaign literature and as an issue, regardless of whether there's any there or not. So it's very tricky, very cute how they do that. Anyway, specific to the issue, we'll ask Congressman Kramer about it tomorrow on the program. I promise that. Okay? All right. You have questions We get answers. We're the answer folks around here today, and we're going to get you some answers to a question that came up earlier in the week related to keeping the roads clear of snow and ice. North Dakota Department of DOT, North Dakota Department of Transportation, rather, will join us in a moment to talk about that. First, I have to tell you about the Wednesday Wheels offer today from Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Every Wednesday, we take a look at one of the sharpest set of wheels on the Northern Plains. They, by the way, have two stores in Bismarck and in Valley City. This week's featured vehicle is the Valley City store. It's a dark gray 2016 2500 Chevy diesel crew cab LTZ. It's a truck. It's a workhorse. 28,000 miles. Again, local, one-owner trade. They sold it new. They've done all the service. Heated and cooled leather seats. Heated steering wheel. Love that. Brand new, this truck went off a lot at $70,000. It's on the lot right now at $53,995. Today only for our listeners, $52,786. No kidding. No kidding. This is 2016. A little over a year old. 70,000 brand new now, $52,786. Loaded up. Hop online, check it out, PucklichValleyCity.com. See it for yourself. And if that's not what you're looking for, they have a big selection of mint condition, a lot of one-owner vehicles. You save a ton most of the time. They know who owned it. Bought it new, so they know the story behind the vehicle. This is a 2016 Chevy 2500 diesel crew cab truck. Only $52,786 if you tell them you heard about it on What's On Your Mind from Pucklich Chevy Buick GMC, where they say you drive, we'll ride with you. 721 West Main Avenue in Valley City, online at Pucklich.com, PucklichValleyCity.com, Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. All right. Let me welcome to the program from the North Dakota Department of Transportation, Mike Kesey. Am I saying that right, Mike? Is that how you say your last name?
The last name is pronounced Kesey, yes.
Kesey. All right, I got a little more E there than I. Nice to have you join us. And, Mike, you're from the maintenance department of the DOT, right?
Yes, that's correct.
So, in a nutshell, what we heard is that there are plans to switch the type of product that is put on the roads to, you know, when it's snow and ice and try and clear off the roads. So let me just start. There are any plans to do anything different than DOT's currently been doing?
Well, in the past, we've used more sand for our material for removing snow and ice from the roadway, and we are transitioning into using more salt to do that job more effectively.
Don't you love it when a rumor proves true, Todd? Right there, boom. This was the rumor. Now the line we heard was that switching from sand to salt. You said switching from less sand to more salt. So is it a mixture? Explain what the difference will be.
So it's very dependent on the weather conditions. So in a warmer weather condition, salt proves to be more effective at removing ice from the roadway. When your temperatures drop, salt is less effective. And then that's where we have transitioned back to sand.
I see. Now, more sand scares some people. People compare the situation to Minnesota, for instance, where vehicles seem to take a lot more wear because of the salt use there. Should people be worried about that?
You know, I think that's always a concern. I'm a local resident as well, and you can see that on vehicles. I think vehicles today are designed much better to withstand that, and with the car washes around, you know, you can do more to clean your vehicle today than in the past, but that is always a concern. Salt is a corrosive material, and so we like to manage how much we use.
Why is the change necessary?
It's just about providing a better service to the traveling public. You know, our goal is safety, and we want to try to keep the public on the roadway in their travel lane, and safe for their travels. And the best way to do that when you do have an icy roadway is to try and remove the ice from the road. And the best way to remove the ice is to use a material that can melt the ice.
So where salt's used, it just does a better job of clearing the roadway, bottom line.
It melts ice. Sand does not have any ice melting properties to it. The sodium chloride is actually proven to melt ice.
Questions or comments, welcome, by the way, for our guest, Mike Kesey from the Maintenance Department of North Dakota DOT on this question. Let's go to Stutzman County. Harold had a question. Go ahead, Harold.
Yes, I don't know what you guys use at times, but about 3 years ago, we had just a new drive poured on our garage here on the farm, and my wife went into town to play for church one evening, came back and parked the vehicle in front of our garage on this new cement slab. And 3 or 4 days later, it had eaten holes in the cement.
All right. Any potential with the product you're talking about using, Mike, that would have a corrosive effect on any of the roadways?
As far as on the roadways, I guess I'm not so sure. The product that we use is a standard conventional rock salt that's being used by many DOTs throughout the United States in a snow belt area. It doesn't have any additional properties to it, no additives. It's just it's a mined rock salt that comes out of a quarry in Canada, and that's what we use for a standard sodium chloride. And the word is what it is. It's a chemical. It's sodium chloride. When you do get chlorides on some of your things, like your garage floor, your vehicle, it is a chemical. So I guess that's where we try to limit the amount that we need for the given weather conditions. And we're training our staff not to overapply, but we try to use enough with the weather forecast that we do have so that we keep those vehicles on the roadway.
Thank you, Harold. Appreciate the call. A texter says the beet juice mixture that you use on roads, ever notice how once it dries there's a constant dust in the air? Is that safe for our lungs? The beet stuff is very hard on aluminum on trucks. I know a thing or two about that. Trucking companies hate it. First of all, the beet juice mixture, does that remain with this change you're talking about?
Yes, we do use the beet juice, and now we're moving, transitioning into liquids. So the salt, rock salt, is the granular material that we'll put out in our dump trucks. The liquid material that we use is a salt brine mixed with the beet juice, and that comes from the local plants in Hillsborough. And what that beet juice does, it lowers the effective temperature of that material to work on the roadway. So when you get these colder temperatures by adding the additive in, which is the beet juice, which is a byproduct of the beet processing, that can lower the temperature of the material from minus 6 degrees Fahrenheit to minus 18 degrees Fahrenheit. And a 50-50 blend of salt brine to beet juice will lower that effective temperature to minus 30 degrees.
Bob in Robinson, go ahead for our guest. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Sure. Hi. I'm on a farm. I just hate to see more use of salt on the highways due to the corrosive nature of it on the older vehicles, trucks, pickups. It's really tough on those vehicles. They don't get clean, pressure washed off that often. So a few years back, I noticed some trucks were spreading something that looked more like coal dust or coal slack, and it was black. It attracted heat and seemed to help. Are you still using that?
Yes, we still are using bottom ash that we get from the mining industry in the central North Dakota. And that material is blended with salt. So over the past several years, we have always used a percentage of salt for our winter maintenance. And typically the blend was 80% sand, 20% salt. And what we were seeing is that you're putting down approximately the same amount of salt needed to melt the ice off the road. So at 30 degrees, 1 pound of salt will melt 46.3 pounds of ice.
Hang on with that math, if you would, and Bob will get you the rest of the answer on the other side of the break. We're up against the break. I want to ask you about the new snowplows, too. Stay tuned. More North Dakota DOT coming up on What's On Your Mind.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
The North Dakota Soybean Council will be seeking nominations for county and district representatives in Lemoore, Dickey, Cass, Stutzman, Benson, Bottineau, Burke, Divide, McHenry, Montrail, Pierce, Ramsey, Renville, Rolette, Towner, Ward, and Williams counties in early 2018. If you are a soybean farmer and live in one of these counties, you will receive a nomination form in the mail in early January. If you have a passion for the soybean industry and want to be part of a progressive, strategic, and collaborative community board, consider nominating yourself or a fellow soybean producer in your county. Service on the council board will enable you to influence how your checkoff dollars are invested, shape the future of our commodity, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry. For more information about the county and district nomination and election processes, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. Are you ready to get in the game? Then join my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. They put me in the game with my custom Olhausen Bison pool table and shuffleboard table. So even when I'm not playing, I'm in the game with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Carson Wentz sent you and get in the game.
You can have what Carson has, a Bison Olhausen pool table and a Hot Springs Grande hot tub. The best.
I love my Olhausen NDSU Bison pool and shuffleboard table. Do you want to make your game room a winner? Then get an Olhausen Made in America pool table or shuffleboard table from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too.
Did we mention Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too? Why aren't you?
I look for the guys at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too for the absolute best ownership experience. Look for the big yellow duck in front of Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. You'll have every day made better with Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Look for Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On your mind, and our friends at Delta help us celebrate those callers. Yes, they do. We thank them very much. Tom in Grand Forks yesterday had a quick comment, but a good one. Listen.
Well, you know, I think they just better get rid of the whole thing. I know they tried, and I applaud Donald Trump tremendously. I think he's doing a great job.
Tom was talking about Obamacare. Get rid of the whole thing. I know they tried. Trump tried, but I want it all gone. Tom, we love you. And everybody that calls to ask your questions or comments on what's on your mind. And you are our caller of the day. And we'd love for you to Go to deltaconstructors.net if you're in the oil and gas industry and find out more about how one call does it all to Delta, because it does. Call Eric today and ask him about turnkey well site solutions, whether it's the flow lines, the pump jacks, fabricate the conditioning modules. I could go on and on. Modular skids, tank batteries, they do it all. One call. In the oil and gas industry, it's the way to get it done with one call. DeltaConstructors.net. Call Eric at 406-250-8151. Okay, back with more of our conversation with the North Dakota Department of Transportation's Mike Kesey today on the program. You were saying before the break, previously 80-20 sand to salt, and you're explaining the transition in the math basically to 100% salt, but based on road conditions, because it won't always be salt, right?
That's correct. What our intent is, our goal is to try to cover as many lane miles of roadway in the right conditions as possible, and making that most cost effective for the state. And in order to do that, at 80-20 mix, when your intent is to go out there to try and melt ice off the roadway to provide a safe travel surface, a truck can only go about 20 miles. With straight salt, you can extend the distance that truck can travel to almost 200 miles. And so you can treat a lot more roadway in the same amount of time using straight salt.
All right, Brad in Minot. Question for our guest. You're up next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Brad.
Yeah. Good morning. I got a bunch of comments on this. I grew up in North Dakota when we didn't really use any, and somehow we lived through it all. And then I had to go elsewhere for jobs over the years, and I was able to escape those states and get back here, only to find out we're putting this crap all over our roads here now, too. One of the anti-caking agents that's sometimes in this road salt is something called sodium ferrocyanide. And if you get acids on there, certain kinds of acid, it is very toxic. It can produce cyanide gas. Not saying that happens everywhere, but I don't know why in the world we've got to be doing this. I mean, how did we get by 20, 30, 40 years ago without all this mess? I mean, this stuff doesn't just disappear. It ends up in our watersheds and our lakes and rivers and in our wetlands. It's just bad from so many levels. I just don't understand why we think all of a sudden we got to do it.
You raise a lot of good points and a lot of good questions, and it's challenges I think that we wrestle with every day. We get complaints from the public when the roads are icy. We get complaints from the public that we're doing our job too well, maybe and putting down too much material. But your first question is, we do not use the YPS or the sodium ferrocyanide in any of our rock salt. That is not a material that's added to that product. It is a raw salt that comes mined from the ground. So we do not have that in our material, and so there should not be any concern of that.
Well, I would just say to people that are complaining about icy roads, this is North Dakota. I mean, hello. They can move to Texas or wherever that they don't have icy road problems. But, I mean, somehow we live through it up here. And I mean, think of this. How many millions are we spending on new roads and infrastructure over the last 10 years now in this state, only to dump stuff on them that changes the freezing point? So they're going through a whole lot more freeze-thaw cycles and busting up the pavement way quicker than it would have anyway. You know, so we're paying money to destroy what we just paid to build, and we can't keep up in the first place.
Brad, appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Texter says the liquid mixture that's being applied to I-94 in the Bismarck-Mandan area is eating the underbody of my newer truck. Any chance of that stopping or being scaled back? Seems like DOT puts way too much on. Please do not use that stuff anymore.
That's a concern that we're also seeing at our level. We noticed the white residue on the roadway, and what we're doing with the DOT is we're trying to train our staff to use the correct amount of material for the storm that's coming in. And the challenge that we see is, you know, every weather event is different. We have frost events, we have freezing rain events, we have snow events, and to try to hit that nail on the head perfectly every time is a big challenge. But we do use weather forecasting software that provides us treatment recommendations for those times where we are putting material on the roadway. And so we're trying to do our best to monitor exactly how much is going out and how much needs to be applied each and every storm event.
Real quickly, and I don't have enough time for this, we'll have to have you back to talk about it, but there's some new snowplow devices being used. How are they working?
I think you're talking about the toll plow, and we have some very positive feedback on the use of the toll plow. Our equipment operators adapt to it very quickly, very well, and the positive comments are coming from the field from those operators.
Yeah, interesting. I've heard some good feedback on those, so fascinating to know how that's working as well. Bottom line, you just want, with the conditions that we do have in a North Dakota winter, people to be as safe as possible. So appreciate the time walking us through some of these decisions today, Mike, and we'll talk again soon. Thanks.
Thank you.
Mike Kesey from the Maintenance Department of the North Dakota Department of Transportation answering your questions. A rumor that was true, Todd. And now we know it's not a rumor anymore, see? It's fact. It's news.
Exactly.
And you know because you're listening. What's on your mind? See you tomorrow.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.